But joining us now on the Ticket Hotline to talk about the Cowboys draft, the signing of Zeke Elliott, and more is the second in command with the Cowboys, Stephen Jones. Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning, man. How y'all doing? Good. Doing fine this morning.
Well, good. How you feel about your team's draft?
We're very excited. Very excited about the draft. I thought we had a real good draft.
Yeah.
I thought in spite of Daddy, we had a real good draft.
Well, you didn't get a running back, at least not in the draft.
No, not in the draft. Daddy and I wrestled over re-signing Zeke. I didn't want him, but Daddy wanted him.
That makes sense, I guess.
Yeah, Daddy wanted him because he likes his hair and his nose ring and has all twitchy in his helmet when he's coming back to the huddle. And I had to go ahead and drop an NFL truth bomb on Daddy.
What's that?
I told him, I said, hey, Daddy, running backs and GMs rarely get better as they get older.
I bet he didn't like that.
No, he didn't like that. He punched me in the face.
Oh, wow. Gosh.
Right in front of my kids. Oh, all of my non-Spaldings. He punched me right in the face. But Daddy wanted him, so Daddy got him.
Yeah, it's been a tough offseason around here. There's just not much positive for a Cowboy fan, it doesn't seem like.
I know, but people are still buying tickets, and that's what's important. You know?
Well, about winning something significant.
Now, Daddy has a motto. He says, people love to pay a premium price for a mediocre product.
We don't need to know that.
I mean, isn't that what America's all about? Well, that's what makes us America's team.
Yeah, I guess turning a profit's a big part of capitalism anyway.
But things are going to change out here soon.
Mm.
Two things are certain in life, death and taxes. And Daddy may have found a way to cheat on taxes, but I don't think he's going to cheat death.
Well, he still may have many good years left.
Yeah. No, I think things are going to all be different out here in about 5 years.
Five?
Whoa.
5 years. That'll be about the time that I get control of the team, the helicopter, and Mama's health care decisions. Then I'm going to make this my town. It's my town.
Okay.
That's right. And I'm going to do the fans a solid. I'm going to lower the prices at AT&T Stadium, and I'm going to hire a real GM.
Wow. Okay.
You got some names?
I do.
Okay.
Stephen Gerald Jones.
Oh, no. We're back to square one.
I'm going to hire it myself.
It's the same thing.
And the day I'm not the GM is the day I don't own the team anymore. That's the deal I'm making with you right now.
Oh, gosh.
No. No.
People are wondering if I'm going to be as funny of an owner as Daddy.
Yeah, what about that?
Well, I'm a little worried about that, too, so I'm trying to plan some stuff to be funny like Daddy so I have lots of entertainment value for the fans.
Okay,
so
like what?
Let me run a few ideas by you.
Okay.
How about this? Not win a Super Bowl for 30 years.
Not funny.
That's not funny.
How about make a fun baby that you deny but tacitly acknowledge with a Range Rover?
That's not that fun either.
How about wear an aged skunk pelt for hair that no one's allowed to talk about?
That's kind of funny, I guess, yeah.
How about have oversized teeth that are in alternating colors of whipped butter and gunmetal? Daddy's got that.
I don't think you should do any of this.
How about have an unexplained off-book assistant named after New Deal president? How's that, Roosevelt? All right, then.
Well, these are clearly funny. Okay, we'll see you, Stephen. There goes Stephen.